As Kip Winger was honing his chops as a serious composer, he was also beginning to reform his band Winger, while at the same time working with some regularity as a solo singer, songwriter, guitarist. He realized it was a rarity for even the well-established modern classical composers to make a living just as a composer. Yes, there are exceptions, but most end up playing a dual role of teaching and writing music. It made sense for Kip to support himself in the more lucrative environment of pop music.
You know, people know me as Kip Winger from Winger, and people are starting to know me as Kip Winger, the composer. And I do the gig when good gigs come up, I take them, because as you well know, being a musician yourself, I mean, generally there's only one answer to, do you want to take the gig? You know, because gigs don't come along that much. You know what I mean? If you're a working musician, you know, that's a privilege. So what I do is I keep a really rigorous schedule on how I tour, and I carry my laptop with me. And to be honest with you, many sections of Nijinsky were worked out on an airplane where I'll be on a 4-hour flight. I'll pull out Sibelius and I'll work on it there. I'll work on it in a hotel room. I'll work on music, listening a lot, but I do work a lot on the road. And when I get home, I have a very regimented schedule of coming in my studio, shutting down the media, and working on composing.
During the winter of 2012, Winger began writing his first major score for full symphony orchestra, Conversations with Nijinsky. Simultaneously, he read several biographies about the legendary dancer and choreographer. As he read, he began making musical sketches, reactions to what he was learning of Nijinsky's relatively short period of success. In 1919, at the age of 29, Nijinsky's career had ended suddenly when he suffered a nervous breakdown and was diagnosed with schizophrenia. Knowing this shook Winger, prompting more musical sketches, which were then folded into the ongoing composition, informing the piece both emotionally and spiritually. Writes Winger, "Particularly when I read Nijinsky's diaries, I felt both disoriented and inspired. The diaries reminded me that creating art can feel like a dangerous, psychologically unstable enterprise. Long stretches of nonsensical meandering may be followed by small moments of searing lucidity. My reading inspired me to imagine all the ways Nijinsky would have fulfilled his artistic expression through dance had he not had his illness. I conceived of my new work as the accompaniment to the unseen dances of Nijinsky." Conversations with Nijinsky was written while Kip studied with Richard Danielpour in New York City.
I get lost in Richard's music. I think he's one of the greatest composers of our time. It's so rich and with such depth of orchestration and harmony. I met him through my second composition teacher, Michael Kurek, over at Blair School of Music in Nashville, and I just actually Michael just said, "Hey, we got this guest composer in town. Would you like to go to dinner?" Because Michael knew that it's a passion, and so we went to dinner, and Richard and I just hit it off like we were brothers. He's not very different than me in many regards. He's a few years older, and we have a lot of similar experiences in our lives. And ironically, Richard was in a rock band when he was a kid, and took the classical composition path when he was young, and I did the reverse. And we have a lot to talk about. So he invited me to come study with him after I met him. So I would fly up to New York once a month to have a 2-hour lesson with Richard in his studio up there at the Manhattan School. And after we got done with the lesson, we'd go to his apartment and we'd have dinner, him and his wife and a couple friends from the building, and we'd jam Beatles songs. And, you know, he's quite the musician. He could crank out, you know, kind of just the most obscure Beatle tune on the piano. And so we'd sit around and like another assistant composer friend of his would play clarinet and I'd play on bass and we'd all be singing. And it was really an eye-opening for me because before this I had in my mind, because I'd never been around classical music or composers or really any of the scene, I had compartmentalized it in my mind to such a degree that I imagined that, you know, they didn't even listen to pop music or something ridiculous like that. So I studied with Richard for 2 years or so, and then we become really, you know, fast friends. And it's great because, you know, when I have a question or something, I just text him and, you know, we talk about music.
Conversations with Nijinsky is not only the title of this relatively recent work by Winger, it is also the name of the just-released recording by Martin West and the San Francisco Ballet Orchestra, the orchestral music of Kip Winger. That recording, by the way, has hit the top of iTunes' classical album chart.
So I wrote that score in 2012 while I was studying with Richard Danielpour.
The score was intended for the choreographer Chris Wheeldon, who had already choreographed Kip's ballet, Ghosts. Wheeldon liked what he heard, but passed on the opportunity to adapt Conversations with Nijinsky for dance.
Which at first I felt was a little disappointing, but it turned out to be one of those ironic things where the piece for me had a definite reason for to be in existence. And I mentioned to you that the granddaughter of Nijinsky, Kinga Jaspers, got in touch with me about it and ended up sitting next to her and Nijinsky's daughter Tamara at a performance of the fourth movement in Tucson. So that was a fantastical, surreal experience for me.
Afterward, Madame Nijinsky expressed to Winger how much she liked the piece, writing, "Kip Winger has captured my father's heart and soul. Many have been inspired by Nijinsky in words and to dance, but no one until now in music. Nijinsky was inspired by music he heard, and now Kip Winger reminds us of Nijinsky's genius with his work."
I mean, what can I say to that? It's just a great honor to have been, to know them, and to have her comment on my music like that. It was, I'm kind of speechless about it. And the most important thing for me to say about that is that it came from a completely authentic place. I mean, I was reading a lot about Nijinsky at the time just because I was interested. And it didn't dawn on me until late, about in the fourth movement, honestly. There was a point in the fourth movement that I could point to you where I felt like, I mean, it might sound kooky, but I felt the spirit of Nijinsky in the room. I was like, oh my God, this is, and then I knew that second that coincided with everything I'd been reading, the Nijinsky diaries, and there's a book called A Leap into Madness by Peter Ostwald, and Kinga herself had written a book about their touring days with the Ballet Russe, and just reading everything I could because I found it so fascinating, and the period of time in Paris during the Ballet Russe, and Debussy and Ravel and Stravinsky and everybody writing for Diaghilev. And so I was really immersed in that world, and it came from such an authentic place. For her to have commented on that was a great honor for me.
The composition, Conversations with Nijinsky, is a work still in search of a choreography. Kip has this to say about finding the right person for the job.
Shameless plug, choreographers of the world, call me up.
Kip Winger, we could go on and on with this conversation. I find you and your music fascinating, and I look forward to our next opportunity to talk about your dual music personality and projects face to face. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk to me, and best of luck with current and future projects.
Thank you very much, man. I really appreciate you taking the time to talk to me.